Good evening. If you just joined us, this is Rise FM in 60 Minutes. I'm Elfas Musas Kosana. Now, this evening, it is a pleasure to welcome Dr. Sipho Mkabela and as well as Ubabu Robert Khoza, from the Department of Health, and Ubab Sipho Mkabela, well, Dr. Sipho Mkabela is from the Department of Education. This evening, we converse around the conversation of international bursaries that are offered here in the province of Mpumalanga, and as well as we get to find out from my two esteemed guests as to how has the program contributed into the economy of Mpumalanga, and what sort of strides could be still employed to actually facilitate the process to even make it better. Now, this evening, I'm joined by these two gentlemen, Babu Khoza and Dr. Mkabela. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening,
Nabalalil Bakobe,
Rise FM.
Cool. Mhlambe angiqale ngawe babu babu Mkabela, right, on the education conversation. Maybe I'd like to know how many students are in the program currently, as far as you know, the education is concerned. You know, students from all the way who are in Russia, China, and Italy. Do you perhaps know?
Okay, with students that are in Russia, between 370, but now we've got 310, which we call it current economic resources.
I want to pose the same question. Sorry, I want to pose the same question to Babu Khoza, but I must firstly start with you. How much is currently dispersed to the student who are in Russia, you know, as a stipend?
And the stipend is 4,000 a month.
4,000 rand a month. But Babu Khoza, a Cuba is banigas a malina bantuan.
The banigas are $200.
$200 is equivalent to how much in rand?
Almost 1.4.
Almost
1.4.
Yep. Yes. Still on you, maybe, Babu Khoza. You know, I'd like to know what sort of major differences are between, you know, the Cuban-trained South African doctors and the ones that are educated here in South Africa.
Okay, what the difference?
Yeah, Uba.
The difference that on arrival in Cuba, they train in Spanish for a year. Then after that, they do their first year to fifth year. But in Cuba, as I indicated before, is that they do what we call a preventative model. That is primary health care.
Mm.
And then when they come back to South Africa, they are introduced now to the curative system. So which means now they master the two systems, which is the preventative and the curative. But in South Africa, the emphasis is more on the curative than the primary. I'm not saying we're not preventing South Africa, but in Cuba, that is their main strong point, to say they embrace the part of prevention.
Mm.
Like if you can check their CSC, like their CSC, which you call CSC in South Africa. You'll find that clinic has got specialists, which is not happening in South Africa.
Mm.
If you see a doctor, it should be a lucky. But doctors, sometimes you'll find, if you have a CSC in Edgar Poweni, you'll find a doctor from Temba visiting. But there you'll find, there are specialists at the primary healthcare level in Cuba, which is not the same in South Africa. And you'll find, when you accompany to the hospital, there's a specialist that is inside the ambulance, of which is not happening in South Africa. So they are learning those skills in Cuba, which is not happening in South Africa. I'm not saying the system of South Africa is inferior, but it's another system. The curative, that side, is a preventative.
Mpumalanga, in case you just joined us, I'm in conversation with Dr. Sipho Mkabela from the Department of Education, looking into the international students program, and as well as Ubab Robert Khoza from the Department of Health joining me this evening on Rise FM in 60 Minutes. If you have any of your questions, we'd like you to come through on 072-885-7702. That is definitely our WhatsApp line there. Now, Babu Khoza, you know, we are told that the students are afforded a two free flight during their stay in Cuba to come to South Africa, you know, inclusive of the duration that they will stay in Cuba. Is that correct?
Let me use the word, I don't want to use the word free. I want to use the word, it's part of their contractual obligation.
Sure.
That they in the past, we used to say they would do the language training, and then they do first year, they do second year in Cuba. That after past second year, that is when they will visit South Africa, which means they will go to Cuba 3 years without coming back to South Africa. And then that was reviewed.
Yeah. Well.
That was reviewed that now, after they pass the first year, which means they stay 1 year for their language training, and then after passing first year, that is when they are allowed to come to Cuba, to come to South Africa for vacation. And then after that, they go, they do their second year, third year, fourth year, which is 3 years. They come now for the second vacation. And then after that, they go back for their clinic, their fifth year. And then after their fifth year, they come back for good, which is part of their contractual obligation. Before they go, we oriented them. We said, these are the conditions. The reason we are saying they stay 3 years there before they come is because now it is their second country. It's not like they are on the punishment. They sign for those conditions before they go to Cuba.
But as a department, Babukoza, can't this policy maybe be reviewed? You know, considering the likes of the pandemic and all other issues that have affected, you know, one's, you know, psychological patterns. I mean, I would argue that this has some psychological effects. If uhambile ungeke ekhaya awubabona abantu obaziyo abantu obathandayo mhlambe lokhu nako kuya contribute mhlambe kwezinye izimo zokuthi umuntu angaperform kahle esikolweni. Can this maybe policy be reviewed to say umntwana maybe angeza every year?
The reviewal of the policy is informed by the availability of funds. That is number one. Number two, it is also informed by the need, by the need, whether they raise that, and then we sit down as national and provincial coordinators and look into that. It's not like it's our competences at the provincial level. It's something which you can talk about, but it's not like it's not possible. It's something which you can talk about, but it's not our competence to review the policy, because even the contract that we are implementing now, it's a national competence. We just sit there as provincial coordinators, and then we advise on certain issues before it is adopted. We are part of decision making, but it's the competence of the National Department of Health.
Dr. Sipho Mkabela.
No, let me come in.
Yes, Baba.
Let me come in on that issue, Baba. I fully understand your perspective, the way you put it. Né? But also what we need to understand, like Babukoza has indicated, the economic issues, there are financial issues in terms of that. Though I understand your input to say it has got psychological effect, and also you're missing home. Everyone likes to be home. But the issue that we have to understand, resources also has got a bearing on these kind of things. Like in other African states, you cannot believe, once you sign that contract, it's for 6 years. You have to be out of your country for 6 years. But South Africa is trying its best that at least the minimum 1 year, 2 years, you come back home. Like in our Russian program, every recess, they come. But the issue what we have noted in terms of the cost of that, we should be making a saving on that so that we assist other new students.
I hear you.
Then we need to understand that if we then you join this program, you are at a war. You are an ambassador of your country. You want to come back with expertise and come and plow. It's not just a visit.
Doctor, as your parting, maybe Doctor, as your parting shot, does the program of the students, sending students to Russia, really work for the province of Mpumalanga?
I must indicate it will work because it is starting to bear fruits. Because as I'm speaking to you now, last week we have received 11 IT students. We have also received about 13 veterinary scientists. And if you look amongst, I'm not becoming racial, but if you mean look amongst the racial line in the country, veterinary scientists amongst our black folks are very limited. Mm. Now the number is increasing. They are coming up. And immediately they come and adapt in South Africa, they will add value in that department, special department of agriculture, or in animal husbandry, in animal production of the country or of the province. Automatically it will have value. Mm. And if you compare, we've got only one university in this country which is offering veterinary science. It's University of Pretoria.
Yes, sir.
But if you go to those countries that we are speaking about, like Russia, there are more than 20 specializing in veterinary science. Mm. But UP is called a classical university because it's providing variety of fields of study. Mm. But in Russia, there is a specialized veterinary science university. Mm. Automatically, we have to benefit.
I hear you. Babukoza, the same question to you. Does the program work?
Yeah, Prof, before I answer that one, let me also add the issue of vacation to say in the contract, we also provide for students to come for bereavement for their immediate family members, like your father, your mother, your brother, and your sister. And then excluding the extended members like your aunt, unless your aunt is your guardian. Mm. That is another support that we give to our students to say, it's not like you are only going to come during your vacation, but even during the time of mourning, we allow them to come. Just now, we're also inconvenienced by the issue of the COVID because the process in between, and it was not easy during the level 5. Mm. So it was a problem.
But because I have to come in there, yeah.
But what I can say pertaining the fruits, yes, the program has yielded its fruits. There's an example which I can state. During the signing of this memorandum of agreement of understanding between South Africa and Cuba, there was a tree which was sown. I think it was Spiritus. There's another campus which is called Sanctus Spiritus.
Mm.
And then that tree now is very big. It shows which the program has increased. And there's lots of people who are produced through this program.
I hear you.
I think there are more than 3,000 who are produced. Mm. And except that, they are serving our communities.
Of course, I have to come in and really thank you. And I must say that clearly the program has even showed natural fruits. I really applaud you there and the Department of Health. Babu Osipho Mkavele, really, really appreciate your insight into this conversation. Ngiyabonga kakhulu bantu abadala.
No, thank you, Sibonge kakhulu Msakazi. I must prepare you that next year there will be an influx of a number of doctors and engineers in the country. A number of them are completing from next year. You have to start to prepare for that discussion to see the fruit of that progress.
Gabonga ba. Dokotela Sipho Mkabela there from the Department of Education, and as well as Ubab Robert Khoza from the Department of Health. Really appreciate their insight this evening. Rounding up the conversation around the international bursary programs from the province of Mpumalanga, and as well as some of those incorporated in the national space of things. Really appreciate that conversation. You're on Rise FM in 60 Minutes. I'm Elfas Musa Skosana.